DJ Avicii, you are live.
Yo, 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 what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy DJ Avicii here, Fly Life Radio. You know what it is. It feels so good to be back on another wonderful Sunday here on the Blackout Radio Network. You know what it is, man. We got a wonderful special guest today for you guys. He's from URL TV and Art of War. He's one of the founders, I believe, of Art of War, one of the greatest battle rappers so far. You feel me, coming out of where he's from. So let's go ahead and check and see if he's on the line, and then we'll go ahead and hop into a real quick track to get the vibes going. You know what it is. You know how we get down. All right, Don Marino, you with us?
He's not on yet.
Not on yet? All right, so it looks like we don't got the caller on the line just yet. I'm going to double check in with him. But for now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and get into the first track to get this show rocking the right way. This is my boy, City Boy Dre, Off-White. We'll be right back. DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio.
Niggas off white in the hoodie, yeah, so got it on lock, can't make no moves. 7 months straight, I kept my cool. Now I must blow, let my name up door. Mean what you say when you making them statements. Then here, like 20 card rotation. Wanted a show, so they paid me a check. It's 1700 to close an event. Ain't no keys coming with that thing. SRT skirt that same. MOB running through my veins. Cartoon clothes, I cannot change. When it got a bad, that's why they mad. But I still keep the ball inside her bag. Big CEO, nigga, what that mean? CHE, I run that thing. It's got some more lines with you, I will fool. We was talking about taking the misses for two. Thinking this year we just made hit Japan. 100 a gram off 100 of them. Click too small, now we not that deep. Rumors get started and songs get leaked. Get in they feelings, you get on your feet. Nah, it's just only the family you see. The niggas you see, they bleed how I bleed. Cut them off if he didn't believe. At the top where I'm willing to be. Got a yellow boat, she be rolling my weed. I hop in the whip and you see all the stars. No need to tell them they know who we are. Hop in the whip and you see all the stars. No need to tell them they know who we are. Niggas off white in the hoodie is too. Got it on lock, can't make no moves. 7 months straight, I kept my cool. Now I must blow, let my name up door. Mean what you say when you making them statements. Being here like 20 card rotation. Wanted a show so they paid me a check. It's 1700 to close an event. Ain't no keys coming with that thing. SRT, skirt that same. MOB running through my veins. Cartoon clothes, I cannot change. When it got a bag, that's why they mad. But I still keep the ball inside her bag. Big CEO, nigga, what that mean? CHE, I run that thing, yeah. Filling my words with a whole lot of flavor. Live how I ball like a Laker. You a little fool that one part of the game. Now shawty, we not the same. Cut niggas off, they weren't willing to change. Ask them about me, they swear that I changed. Shit made me laugh on the way to the bank. I keep it on me, cause fuck niggas hate. Cop a 200 and dip in the chrome. PDA, baby, we gone. Drumming in yellow, I call on my red bone. Real melody, bitches, you dead wrong. I had to run up a sack, made my way back. Went ghost to hop in the trap. Now I got diamonds that hang from my earlobe. If I'm smoking, I dipped in the pillow. I may have to sentence to swirl. Back on me now, you can meet me at Waylo. City boy, Dre from the Go-Go. Stand on my name, that's a known up for sure, though. May have to sentence to me. So just let him preach, I'm sure he is bigger than me. Hop in the whip and I do what I do. Niggas off white in the hoodie, is so. Got it on lock, can't make no moves. 7 months straight, I kept my cool. Now I must blow, let my name up door. Mean what you say when you making them statements. Then here, lights when they call the rotation. Wanted a show, so they paid me a check. It's 1700 to close an event. Ain't no keys coming with that thing. SRT, skirt that same. MOB running through my veins. Cartoon clothes, I cannot change. When they got a bag, that's why they mad. But I still get the ball inside their bag. Big CEO, nigga, what that mean? CHE, I run that thing. Niggas off white in the hoodie is too. 7 months straight, I kept my cool. Now I must blow, let my. You making them statements. Then here, lights when they call the road.
DJ Avicii, you back live.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my boy, City Boy Dre, Off-White. Make sure y'all check that out. It's going to be a dope video coming, and it's going to be a dope track for the summer. All right, let's go ahead and check and see if our caller's on the line with us, Mr. Don Marino, rap battle killer. Mr. Marino, you with us?
He's still not on the line yet. You want to take the call?
Yeah, yes, please.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead.
Nope, you go ahead. Go ahead and let on the first caller.
315-708, you lie.
Yo, yo, yo,
hello.
What's going on, Carla? How you feeling?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
We are doing great over here at Fly Life. I thank you so much for calling in. Go ahead and let the people know where they can find you at and what you got going on.
Well, my name is Angela Davis. You can find me on Facebook, Angela Davis. Instagram is Ange Dukes, that's D-U-K-E-S. I'm calling because I am hip hop legend Positive K manager, and right now we
major
have
shout out.
Right now we have a campaign going on, and it's the exclusive campaign where we are looking for a female lyricist to take part of this campaign. What we need is all female lyricist listeners tonight to go to POSK, P-O-S-K. TV on YouTube, go download that exclusive instrumental track, and then post your video, excuse me, use an exclusive campaign and hashtag Rockabells SXM, and we'll go from there. We're looking for somebody, a female lyricist, to do the remix to his hot single right now, Exclusive.
Ooh, to Exclusive. All right,
yeah.
And you said that was for Positive K, right?
Positive K, I got him, man.
All right, all right. Well, listen, y'all heard that, ladies and gentlemen. Positive K is their team's pretty much looking for a new artist. All right, only females. Fellas, don't get in your feelings. All right, but go ahead, go on YouTube, Positive K, download that track and do a remix to the track Exclusive, and make sure you hashtag that Rock the Bells XXM. Correct. I got the information correct here for you.
Yes, and hashtag also Exclusive Campaign.
Exclusive Campaign. All right, all right, all right. I do appreciate you, Miss Davis, for stopping through Fly Life Radio.
All right, thank you, and y'all have a good night.
You as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting off to a bit of a bumpy start here on Fly Life Radio this wonderful Sunday, but I promise you, I promise you, I promise you, we're going to pull it together like we always do because we got too much sauce on these motherfucking haters. All right, let's go ahead and let on the next caller real quick.
313-718.
Hello?
Yo, 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 what's going on, caller? How you feeling today?
What's going on? What's up, though? It's Skinny Boy Ralph.
What's going on, Skinny Boy?
Shit, man, I got some new music dropping soon. I was just calling in to promote some new fire dropping. I got some,
Okay.
I got a music video coming out real soon. I just put it out on YouTube, actually. It's called Skinny Boy Ralph, Remedy. I dropped that on K-Free, he shoot Detroit music video, so... K Free YouTube channel. I got Skinny Boy Ralph Remedy on there. I just dropped.
Okay.
So.
Awesome, bossing. You got any other projects or anything like that?
That's the main project I want to promote right now. I could like spit a little verse off of that shit just so y'all could get a feel of how the song go. Just so.
Well, Seth, go ahead and give us a real quick verse.
Yeah, just to get some people to listen to it. It go like, sipping on Remedy, baby, you should come chill with me. Ain't no forgetting me, baby, you gon' remember me. I got the remedy, baby, I got the remedy. Remedy that make you sweat, got you coming back like we playing fetch. Remember me when we first met, I was in the streets running up a check. You don't know cause I'm low-key, front door in the projects. All I know is you want me in a box like cigarettes. Shawty, so sexy, I fell in love with your body. Language key telling me that you want to get naughty. Hennessy got the best of me, taking shots back like a referee. All I need is you next to me cause I don't want nobody else. Hell yeah.
Okay, I'm fucking with it. Alright, well check it. I do appreciate you sliding through promoting here on Fly Life Radio, man. Go ahead and let the people know one more time where they can find you at.
Oh yeah, my Instagram is skinnyboy_. I got the link in my bio, so if y'all follow me at skinnyboy, you know, everything spelled regular _, then y'all can find me on Instagram.
All right, bad money. All right, well, look, again, I do appreciate you sliding through promoting, man. You must definitely stay on the line. Tune in with us, all right?
All right, for sure. All right.
For sure. All right, callers, we're going to go ahead and cut it off right there. I think we got this wonderful special guest, my man, Mr. Don Marino from URL TV and Art of War on the line with us today. Shout out Miami, Florida. Mr. Marino, you rocking out with us?
He's still not here. You want to run a track?
Yeah, let's go ahead. While we waiting for him, see if I can get in contact with our wonderful special guest. But for right now, while we waiting for him, let's go ahead and hop into the next fire track. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this right here is Aquez, DWY, Do What I Want. You know what it is, DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio. We'll be right back.
You do what you want when you pop it. You ready? You do what you want when you poppin'. You heard Future. You know? Know that I'ma do just what I wanna do. Getting to the money, we ain't stuntin' you. Nah. Know that I'ma do just what I wanna do. Have a jet, foreign cars, either wanna do. Know that I'ma do just what I wanna do. Getting to the money, we ain't stuntin' you. Know that I'ma do just what I wanna do. Private jet, foreign cars, either wanna do. Know that I'ma do just what I wanna do. Make a move, run it up. I got runners too. Bad bitch, keep a bag. She got hundreds too. We ain't fucking with no love. It's a jungle move. Slight shit. Let me tell you right quick. Intersection, hella diamonds, talking ice chips. Popping ace of spades for a light tip. I don't do too much designer, but that ice drip. You do what you want when you poppin'. Call a Uber, send a Eddie, she gon' top me. Heard them niggas hatin', they gon' stop me. Get a team, spend it all, goin' shopping. Why I set my lenses, cause I know them bitches watchin'. Feelin' on my tryna fill up on my package. We just put up in it, what's the call? It's a rocket. My partner tried to leave it, what's the name? But I stopped him.
Pause.
Told him we gon' shine, we them niggas. I been on the grind, pockets bigger. Told him we gon' shine, we them niggas. Shorty popped the perk and drinkin' liquor. Know that I'ma do just what I wanna do. Getting to the money, we ain't stuntin' you. Know that I'ma do just what I wanna do. Private jet, foreign cars, either wanna do. Know that I'ma do just what I wanna do. Getting to the money, we ain't stuntin' you. Know that I'ma do just what I wanna do. Private jet, foreign cars, either wanna do. Private jet got action, yeah, this shit is different. Took a flight about the city, only time I'm trippin'. I do what I want, so I never listen. Fly nigga, only real, hope you know the difference. Private jet got action, yeah, this shit is different. Took a flight about the city, only time I'm trippin'. I do what I want, so I never listen. Fly nigga, only real, hope you know the difference. Know that I'ma do just what I wanna do. Getting to the money, we ain't stuntin' you. Know that I'ma do just what I wanna do. Private jet, foreign cars, either wanna do. Know that I'ma do just what I wanna do. Getting to the money, we ain't stuntin' you. Know that I'ma do just what I wanna do. Private jet, foreign cars, either wanna do.
DJ Avicii, you are back live.
Yo, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy DJ Avicii here on Fly Life Radio. That was my man's Aquez, Do What I Want. You know what it is. Make sure y'all check that out. That's also going to be another hot single for the summer. All right, we went through it all, but we got him here. Miami, Florida, stand up. We got Mr. Don Marino in the house. You are LTV, Art of War. What's going on, Mr. Marino?
What's good with y'all, man? Thanks for having me, man.
Man, it's wonderful to have you. We pretty good here. How that weather and everything looking up there in Florida?
Oh, it's nice. It's nice. Well, like, it'd be hot as hell, but I'd be bad enough state and like I see how cold and the snow, I can't even complain, man. So the weather's nice right now.
Man, I feel you. It just snowed down here yesterday, so it's been pretty crazy. But let's go ahead and get on right into the interview. You ready?
Yeah, man, I'm ready.
All right. All right, so we went ahead and did our wonderful research. We got a wonderful research team. And there was a few battles I most definitely was impressed with.
It wasn't really by the views, but by what you said, a few lines that caught me. I do remember one of them was with Geechee Gotti. Let us know how that opportunity came around.
There was a league that just came to Florida called Guardians of the Culture, GOTC, and so they were asking him, like, yo, you know, like, he basically was asking around, like, who's, like the guy in Florida, because I want to give them a shot. You know, I'm starting the league in Florida. Someone is, you know, good to, you know, give whoever's putting the most work in a shot. And they're like, oh, Don Marino right now is killing it. So he hit me up. We topped it up, and, you know, they gave me the battle, and it was, and that battle turned out to be crazy. You know, Geechee Gotti's on fire right now. So that was a crazy look.
Oh, man. That sounded like I know when it fell in your lap. It was one of those. God damn, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, because, you know, because right now I'm on URL, but a lot of it goes on the app, and, you know, that hurts our view count on YouTube and stuff like that. So the fact that I got to battle Geechee and we killed him, I remember we did, like, 100K, like in 2 days or, like, 3 days or something like that. So it was dope for my view count. And, you know, Geechee Gotti, man, like he's been killing it. So, you know, I couldn't play with him.
I feel you had to come right or don't come at all. It was a line that you did say to him I thought was cold, because you was going somewhere pretty much in along the lines of immigration and, you know, people gunning your people down. And you told him you get paid for people's crimes. That's worse than work release. And that just right there, that was a bomb that was dropped. Like, what? Like, that's one of those things you got to rewind at least two or three times. When you were setting up, you know, pretty much getting into that mentality to come up with your rounds, what was, like, the main motivational push, you know what I mean, to kind of give you that extra boost of creativity? Because that was a cold-ass line.
The thing that battling Geechee Gotti, man, the one thing that he has, you know, especially over me, is just the believability factor. Like, when he says you know, his dead homies or he shot someone, you automatically get that feel like, yo, this guy's not lying. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to out gangster him. I'm going to just, you know, talk about what I think or I feel.
Right.
Studying him and realizing, like, majority of his bars and stuff like that comes from, you know, talk about prison and being in and out of prison and prison bars. It's kind of like at this point, it's like, well, you're selling it to us when reality, nobody wants to be in jail, man. So I was really just trying to see how I could break down Geechee Gotti's strength in that first round, because I knew he was going to talk about the Mexican bars and what I talked about, so I was going to beat him to the punch. So that was my whole, like, you know what, I'm going to, you know, you're going to break me down, but let me break you down first.
Smart man with the moves. Well, look, we got a few callers lined up. I know a few got wonderful questions for you. You ready to go ahead and answer a few questions?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
All right, Black Chair, let's go ahead and let on the first caller.
313-718.
Yo, what's going on, caller?
Hey, what's up? This Skinny Boy chapping back in.
What's going on, Skinny Boy? We got my man Don Marino from URL TV and Art of War, one of the greatest battle rappers coming out of Miami, Florida. You got any questions for him, man?
Oh, damn. Shit, really just how you get into battle rap, because I'm a rapper myself, but you feel me? I think, or how do you know, like, you a battle rap artist, or you feel me? Like, how you get into that shit, or how do you know?
That's my question.
My story's kind of different, man, than probably an average battle rapper. My little brother, he used to rap and do music. His name is Young Gun. Check him out, man. Young Gun 2 Raw. Check his music out on YouTube. But he used to rap, and I'm like 3 or 4 years old, like 5 years older, probably, you know, I think. So, I was ready to get older. I was ready to get married. So I was just like, just to support him and spend time with him, I would take him to his shows and performances. And then one day we went to this one little club, and they were like, you pay $25, you enter like a little battle rap tournament, and you can win $500. And I used to just like play around and freestyle and just joke around with the bars. So I entered it just for fun, just for laughs and giggles and shit. And I fucking end up winning the whole tournament.
And woo!
Yeah, so I won. So 3 months later, I would just kill it. It was crazy. So I went back 3 months later, entered again, and I won. And then, like, and then I remember I went back again for a third time, and they wouldn't let me enter because, like, oh, you're a professional, and this account is for, like, people that's up and coming. I was like, yo, I don't even do this. So there was a dude there. I was like, man, you really need to really get it to battle rap, and you're good at it. So shout out to my boy Clip Boy Heavy the Goon. They were starting a league here, like a little local battle rap thing here in Miami. So I tried out for the first time just to just do it, and people just started seeing my footage, and I was just getting called out to Florida, and I was like, you know what, man, let me make a run at this, and now I'm here.
What'd you say?
Did you have any other questions for him, caller?
Yeah, I was going to just say I be rapping, but I do, like, regular rap. But sometimes I do make, like, diss records. Them bitches be cold as hell. So that's why I was saying, how would you, like, you feel me? I probably need to start battle rapping for real. Because I like,
yeah,
that's one of my best records is, like, making a diss song.
The best thing I can tell you, man, you want to get, like, you know, start off, you can go on the Discord. And this league, I forgot the league's name, man. There's, like, UBL and some others. That they let you battle over the phone so you can get comfortable with it. All right, you know what I'm saying? And then when you get comfortable with that, I'm pretty sure there's local leagues where you can look up and they'll let you try out. So that's probably the best way I can tell you how to do it.
That's dope.
All right, well, check it. Listen, Skinny, go ahead and stay on the line. I'm pretty sure we're going to have some more great info for you because that was a major key right there. Make sure you keep that locked, all right?
Hell yeah. All right, good looking.
My man. All right, caller, so before we let any more on, I want to go ahead and continue the wonderful interview because I know my man Don Marino doesn't have much time. He's a busy man. All right, Don, so there was, I know you just released a battle about a week ago versus B-Magic, correct?
Yes.
All right, and there was also a few lines about the 8:48-minute mark, and that kind of jumped out to me. The nickel in the pocket, no change line. That was a heavy bar drop right there. And then when you hit him with the Soul Train Pop's finger in a potato line, that was just – that's a classic right there. That's a classic.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly a classic. You got to get a man his props while he here. So, you know, with B-Magic, what was it that was a little different than Geechee Gotti? You know, you had to kind of switch up the way you came at him.
You know, B-Magic is a legend, man, in this game. And one thing – he's known for that flow pattern, you know, the way he does his flow patterns and how he just his flow is so amazing. So I, my cadence ain't my best trait. So with going against him, I try to stay in the pocket with the flow. So like the nickel in the pocket, no change, old lanes, bird out the window, road rage. So I try to keep that flow pattern in there with him. But like B-Magic was a legend, man. Unfortunately for that battle, you know, it wasn't my best work. We ended up battling like 2 a.m. with like 10 people in the room because of the event ran so late. But it still was a dope little battle. But yeah, with B-Magic was more like, okay, I gotta find a pocket that I can stay in the flow to keep up with him. So with Geechee Gotti was just more like, all right, I'm gonna just go at him. You know, B-Magic was like, all right, I'm gonna try to punch more, have more flow, have more different flow patterns. So that was the mindset I had with B-Magic.
Okay. It's nuts, man. That right there, that's most definitely another classic. They need to make sure they lock that in the vault. All right, and I don't want to break, you know, the way you do things down too much to where your opponents, you know what I mean, could also break you down as well. But I want to go over one more battle. It was about a year ago. You okay with that?
Yeah, go ahead, man. I'm here. I'm here all night, man. I'm rocking with y'all.
Awesome. Appreciate it. All right, so it was versus Chess. And the time stamp was about 4:15 to about 4:56. And you hit him, you pretty much set him up with a cake smash line, crazy dope. One of the lines was like, you know how I layered this to get you in your feelings. That right there setup was nuts, all the way from the beginning to 4:56 to the very end. And with Chess, I know that also did a great amount of views. What was it about him? You know, you kind of had to come playful-like, or, you know, was it like you going to get straight bars? You know what I mean? Like heavy hitter, haymakers, nonstop.
The fact that you quoted that line is really crazy because in that whole battle, the most credit I get for that is like the Mexican bars. You know what I'm saying? And that's like what, and the cake filling line. That I thought that was so slept off. So it's super dope that you caught that. That's crazy. So
see,
with the chess battle, man, that was just a different mindset and period of time for me. That was the battle that got me noticed and it went viral for me. And it was just so much that went into that battle. It wasn't even about chess or how it went. Like basically, I've been battling for 2 years, and I put everything I had into it, and I felt like I was trying to get on King of the Dot at the time. I think I did my first GZ against Machete Trevi in Canada. I was going by the name of Don Dollars at the time, and KOTD, they didn't say it, but they were kind of like, you know, they wasn't really rocking with me on my style, you know what I'm saying? And people always put it in my head that I was a KOTD rapper. They didn't see me on, you are on Smack. So like, I was like, man, KOTD's not rocking with me. People say they don't see me on Smack. You know, I'm not going to just keep battling for fun, for free. You know, at the time I was getting paid like $100, $150 here and there. And it was like,
wow,
you know,
really?
Nothing. So finally I talked to my team. I was like, you know what, man, I think I'm done with this battle rap stuff. It was fun, but I do want to battle with names. You know what I'm saying? So Dre Dennis, shout out to Dre Dennis. I had just battled Dre Dennis at the time, and he was like, yo, I'm starting a league called Gates of the Garden, and I can get, you know, if you want to invest in yourself, we can get you a name. And I had hit him up just to be curious about it, and he was like, yo, you know, for this much, you could battle chess. So shout out to my Art of War staff, LMS, Hindu, AC, and June Pease. They all was like, man, you know, if you're really going to quit or retire and you want to go out like this, you know, we'll help you pitch in. So they all pitched in. And to battle chess, so this is why this story is so crazy to me, man. This whole chess part. So boom, I sent my deposit into battle chess. You know, the back end at old chess was like $400. So me and like 15 of my people, we ran like a passenger van. I'm driving up there to go battle chess. On the way to battle chess, I get locked up. I get pulled over. I get arrested.
What?
So I'm arrested. My team is freaking out, so they're calling Dre Dennis like, hey, yo, he just got locked up. There's no way he's going to make the battle, and we're barely at the borders of Florida right now. We're like in Jacksonville, and I had a battle in New Jersey. So, you know, I get the call. So I finally call my people. It's like, yo, listen, they said I could bail myself out. It's going to be this much. If not, I have to wait till Monday to go to court. So, now this is where it gets more tricky. To bail me out was like, I think, $700. And the money I had on me was literally the money for Chess's back end to pay him off and like the gas money. So
really?
it was either I stay in there till Monday and miss the battle or pay myself out and just go back home or whatever. So I just said, man, fuck it, man. Either way, I'm gonna miss the battle. So I bail myself out. So the people that was with me, they still had a battle in the car, so I still had to go to Jersey anyways. So I called my people. They just basically just sent me money just for the gas so I can go over there and come back. So I called Dre Dennis along the way, like, listen, bro, this is what happened. I showed him my paperwork for when I got arrested and the bail money. And Dre was like, listen, bro, I don't know you. This is the first time we're doing business. This is probably my second time even talking to you on the phone. But he had heard my material for Chess. And he was like, bro, I heard your material, and I think it's something special. I think people are going to rock with you heavy. So I trust you. So I'll pay the back end for Chess, and you can pay me back later. So
wow.
I go up there, and when I battled Chess, it was just so much like, man, you know, like I just went through so much. Like I'm in a hole.
Right.
I'm in a hole because I owe this cat now. I just lost my people had to loan me money to get back home because I spent the gas because the gas money was gone because of the bail. So it was just like as soon as that was round one on me, it was just like everything built up, all this I just went through. Nah, man, I got to show out. So that chess battle right there was just, like, one of the craziest moments because after that, I remember the footage dropped. It went viral. Like, this was the first time Dre Dennis's league ever even went – Dre Dennis and CeeLo's league ever went over 100K. I remember URL called me. RBE was interested. Bullpen, even John John was like, y'all want to pick up Don. It was just so crazy. Ooh. And was that the start of
URL there? Like, was that like the very first partnership, or were you know was that after or before?
Oh, that was the start of it. Before that, nobody knew the hell I was, kind of. So like when that happened, everyone was just tagging me. And the next, you know, Norris URL called me like, "Yo, I just saw the chess battle. We want to know if you want to come to URL or do your first PG. And honestly, this is crazy part. I told him, yo, can I call you back in 2 days to let you know? And I wish I did it 2 days because at the time I wanted to be on King of the Dot so bad. I was hoping for someone to King of the Dot hit me up and be like, yo, you know, let's give you a second chance. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. They didn't hit me up. So
yeah, I got
I called URL back. It was like, you know what? Let's do it. And then I did my first PG against Gunpowder Pat. It was a crazy story about that, too. But I did my thing, that battle day to Nightwing. And then after two PGs, I went straight to the main stage on Born Legacy and battled prep people, man. It was a crazy moment.
Man, that's not bad. The adrenaline was rushing. The light shining down on you. You know it was do or die. Do or die.
Yeah, man, yeah. So that's why with that chess story, it wasn't even about I remember writing for chess, like it was like, all right, I'm gonna give it everything I got, but it was just that whole story leading up to that chess moment that makes that story to me like reason why I went so crazy in that battle and how I went so viral, because it was just like, you know, like it was so many big obstacles in the way, like getting arrested, you know, losing the money, and then Dre trusting me, and even then, like going up there, it was just like, because it messed up the whole vibe of just going through that
yeah.
fact that we were just kind of like out of it, and it was just a crazy moment, man.
Man, it's most definitely sound like a crazy moment. So, out of all your travels, all your bomb ass mm-hmm. battles, right? What would you mm-hmm. say? Would that be like the craziest thing that's ever happened to you on your whole entire journey, or what would you say is like the craziest story that's ever happened to you?
Oh man, because the thing is, I battled in Boston, New York, Carolina, Atlanta, Texas, St. Louis, mad places, and I always drive. Like people tell you, like this man does not fly. And it's because I always
same
mad
here.
People.
I'm not messing with no word.
I'd rather just unless it's like California and I have to go, then all right, okay. But anywhere else, man, that's all right. It's only 18-hour drive. Let's do it. So, man, I've been through so many crazy stuff, man. One road trip. This is no bullshit. I'm leaving out of Florida, and I'm with my wife, and she hits an alligator, right?
What?
Crazy. So we hit an alligator, ran a rental. We're like, what the fuck? So whatever. We keep going. We get to Carolina, then she hits a deer. I'm like, this is crazy. We go. I forgot the next state over. Literally, we hit something hard. So we pulled over and she hit an owl. We had to pull it out the grill. So like,
wow.
To me, that was like one of the craziest shits. Like, cause how the hell do you hit it? You hit an alligator, deer, and an owl in the same day. Like, this no
and those
way.
Those are so like random creatures. You know what I mean? Like, what is an owl doing?
Yeah. I live in the bottom of Florida. I live in Homestead. So like, there's this alligator alley in like a Suki way that you can go there and drive and just see an alligator like about to rock the street. So like that part wasn't freaking me out, but it's just the owl. Like, what's the chances of me hitting an owl? That was just
man.
That was a crazy story. But like everything else, man,
yeah,
was just you know, everything else on the road is just being in that mindset and that zone. Like, okay, I'm driving there. I know I got a battle, so I'm with my boys and I'm just sparring with them, practicing. And we always get into some crazy drama and problems and shit like that. Like I got a bunch of stories, but to me, that's always the craziest one, like hitting three different animals, and then you're probably the chess story too.
Yeah, that shit right there is most definitely nuts. All right, well, look, let's go ahead and get into a hot track, get some vibes pumping in here. Be right back to wrap this wonderful interview up with our wonderful special guest, Don Marino from Art of War and URL TV, all right? All right, ladies and gentlemen, this right here is Pop Smoke. Christopher Walken, rest in peace, Pop Smoke. You know what it is, DJ Vici, Fly Life Radio, Don Marino. Be right back.
Niggas saying they outside. Niggas saying they outside. Send the addy, we gon' slide. Air it out when we arrive. Popping that shit, but they done with the smoke. She like it rough when we fuck, so I'm grabbing that bitch by the throat. Niggas saying they outside. Send the addy, we gon' slide. Heard he was talking, but he never jumped out the stool. Think that it's sweet till I pull up and pop out and shoot. And they say I got the juice.
I bought the Dior, Dior, now that's all I rock for the shoes. Porsche niggas, hot boy, you ain't in the field, you a top boy. We gon' tie that boy up like a cowboy. I'm the one that they envy like cowboy. Broke bitches ain't allowed. She wanna fuck with a real one. Real niggas back in style. I ain't no window shopper. Yeah, man, I hear window shopping. I be in all the stores, and no, we ain't window shopping. She throw it back cause I'm popping. I make it place with her. We run it back like an option. Niggas saying they outside. Niggas saying they outside. Send the addy, we gon' slide. Air it out when we arrive. Popping that shit, but they done with the smoke. She like it rough when we fuck, so I'm grabbing that bitch by the throat. Niggas saying they outside. Send her out here, we gon' slide. Just cause I dance, don't think I'm pussy, don't make me pull up with the stick. I got a Louis V bag to match with the fit. VVS ones on my wrist. All this water on me, I got water for me and my bitch. Me and my bitch, drowning, flooded. They told me the price, I said fuck it. I spent it all with no budget. If it ain't 100, I ain't budging. Are you dumb? I made like 200 in London. You out here guessing these bitches, you pumping shit up like you butter. If I see an app, I'ma throw out the car. I'm at the crib with some bitch, she came with a dress, she left with no drawers. She love how I talk. She know that poppy outside, she know I'm the king of New York. Niggas saying they outside. Niggas saying they outside. Send the addy, we gon' slide. Air it out when we arrive. Popping that shit, but they done with the smoke. She like it rough when we fuck, so I'm grabbing that bitch by the throat. Niggas saying they outside. Send the addy, we gon' slide.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my man, Pop Smoke, Christopher Walken. Rest in peace, Pop Smoke. Rest in peace. Too young, too soon, man. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, for the ones who are just tuning in now, this is your boy DJ Avicii on Fly Life Radio. We are tuning in with my man from Miami, Florida, Don Marino, URL TV, Art of War, one of the top tier battle rappers. You know what it is, man. We were just going over some crazy stories. He just told us a really funny ass story about his wife hitting three different random animals throughout a trip. So yeah. If you just tuned in, you just missed a crazy, crazy story. So, all right, Mr. Marino, we got two more questions for you, and then we're going to go ahead and get this wrapped up. All right, you ready?
No problem, my brother.
All right, so the first question, I hate to be a little generic, but if you had to, in three words, describe Don Marino, what would those three words be and why?
I would say personality and motivation, man. Those probably be my three one, man. And it's because everything I've done, I always work hard in it. And I always just find motivation in whatever I did. Like, when I started doing battle rap, and, like, I see people on KOTD and Smack, like, I motivated myself to be like, yo, I want to be in that position. Then when I got into it, okay, I motivated and worked hard to get in a higher position. And I always kept it real to my personality, man. I never pretend or act like somebody that I wasn't on stage or on or off stage, man. Like, you know, everybody always battle rap is always about, like, the image and everything like that, and I never had to pretend to be something or be act like some other way to get far in this game. So those would be my three things.
Okay, and that's got to respect that, y'all. You've got to respect that. All right, so we ask every special guest that comes on here two different wonderful, hot, sexy female entertainers, smash or pass. All right, you ready? We got two for you. All right, the first one is going to be Beyonce, and the second one is going to be Selena Gomez. Who would you smash or pass?
Oh, man. I'd smash Beyonce and pass with Selena Gomez.
Really? No Latina?
I'm going to tell you why, man. It's because, you know what's crazy? Like, you know, I have a daughter, so she was watching, like, Selena Gomez. I've seen her as a kid. You know what I'm saying? It's weird. Cause I still see her. It is so weird. So Beyonce, when I was growing up, she was already old. She was already older than me, so she was an adult. But like, yeah, like
true
I
that, true that.
As a kid, man, it's like what's that other girl? I forgot her name, man. She the same way. Like, I see her as a kid still. It's like, this is weird.
Man, that's what Disney Channel does to you, man.
Yeah, man, they messed it up for
me, man. It was crazy. All right, well, look, I just want to go ahead, take the time out on a personal note and say from us here at Fly Life Radio and the family, we do thank you so much for coming by, sliding through, hollering at us, talking to a fan or two, you know, answering all the questions that we have for you. It was a great, dope interview. You know what I mean? And just thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy schedule. We know you got a lot of battles to prep for, a lot of, you know, dope bars to come up with. So before you leave, let the people know where they can find you at and what you got going on.
March 28th, I'm being Denver. I'm battling Lex Luthor. And then April 18th, I can't release the full information, but I'll be back on URL. It's going to be a dope little thing that they got going on, and I'm going to be in it. So catching you on URL. So, and man, you can follow me anywhere at Don Marino 305, man. On Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, just Don Marino 305. You'll find me.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard that right. My man's Don Marino, URL TV in Art of War. He slid through. He did what he said he was going to do. He divided and conquered, and he killed this show. One more time, thank you so much, man. We do appreciate you. If you have anything coming up, let us know. We'll love to promote it here on the radio show, all right?
Nah, man, listen, thank you for interviewing me, man. There's people like y'all out here that's giving people like me that's coming up a chance to tell my story and, you know, promo myself. So thank you, man. Salute to you, man. And it's your boy Dominique,
sure.
Homestead Hit, man, Miami legend, NWX, road team. We out here.
And let's go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and hop into another real quick track, and then we're going to open the lines up for Indie Hour. I know a lot of you have been waiting. I do appreciate your patience. We're going to open it up for y'all, let y'all go ahead, promote, spit, do what you do. Eh? All right, ladies and gentlemen, this next track right here is Sada Baby. Whoop. And wham, we'll be right back. DJ Vici, Fly Life Radio.
You stupid ass little boy. I'ma talk to you how I talk to you. I'ma talk to you how I talk
Mr.
to you.
Jermaine.
Hey, bitch. Bitch, you need some meat. I'ma talk to you how I want to. I'm off RPs. I'ma talk to you how I want to. Get on your knees. Triple cup, Rocky, big cookie, ayy. Lying nigga, I can see your bitch pussy. I'ma talk to her how I talk to her. I'm off drink. I'ma talk to her how I talk to her. Fuck you tight. We got SPNs, we got ARs, we got Drake. I can't pick you with no bitch unless she ignorant, huh? She don't understand my slang, she ain't with it, huh? Looking for that porn I talk about, bitch, we in it. That nigga you be with don't be in shit but his feelings, huh? Faggot, I got the work and let him have it. Never mind, I'm remixing and relaxing and I'm taxing. For them chickens, make me wacky. Little baby booty big, but a titty saggy. Let me load her whip with some bricks, help me rap them. I ain't a rapper. Baby, tell me how you really feel. I can handle anything, you know I'm really real. When he grabbed you, was it like this or was he trying to kill you? Be an extra, still I need you for my brother pills. Baptized in my own tears, I've been in the field. Freaky mama, see my pain, but she just want my purse, so I'ma hit her. Or with this thing, put that hoe to work. A icy chain, or dog a cane, and she keeping her purse. The hoe to cane, with everything, know I need a hurt. She in love, or with the gang, the ape all on her shirt. She got aim, fooling nigga brains like ape with the first.
And I had to ask her, is your license perfect, sis? She like, wow, I'm like, for driving purposes.
I'm sick, she came pretty face, pussy squirt thing. Make it hard for me to focus on the workplace. Still make it easy, kill time on the slow days. I'm the reason she been trying to be a better bitch, huh? She done got the trap and I won't let her quit. I might break her heart if I share my dick, huh? I might break her heart if I break her heart, huh? Just fucked up your head, don't know where to start, huh? Draco in my truck, left that bitch in park, huh? She a yellow bitch, got her off the dark, huh? I'm a young nigga, I got hundreds old, huh? It ain't DZ, then I don't trust a soul, huh? It ain't Skilla, baby, he don't know the code, huh? I ain't with DT, then I ain't on the road, huh? She on the blow-up mattress, measuring some blow, huh?
Dog bitches put them on the floor. It's ironic how that dog will put you on your toes. I heard your mama snore G7-4s up her nose. I heard your mama wanna hit me, can't fuck up the business. If you are out, she getting popped, I put that on my niggas. I got some new shit in the Glock, you better get with it. This bitch ain't come with no dick, it got the big titties. Down payment on the drop off a quick 50. I'm serving fiends straight drop in a hick city. A real little brother, new name is Big Gotti. Cause every time I sick him on a nigga, he get him.
Yo, 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 what's going on? It's your boy DJ Vici here on Fly Life Radio, and that was my main man, Sada Baby, Whoopin' Wham. Shout out to the Woo, man. You know what it is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been waiting, and it's here. I do thank you so much for being patient and tuning in, rocking in with your boy DJ Vici on Fly Life Radio and our wonderful special guest of today, Don Marino. All right, so let's go ahead and let on the first caller.
646-673.
Yo, 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 what's going on, caller? How you feeling today?
Yo, yo, this is NYC, Sean Felder, SX Energy Drinks Distributor. How y'all doing tonight?
Wonderful. Shout out to the NYC, you heard? We doing good. How you doing?
A little rough up here, man, with that coronavirus, man. Y'all be safe out there, man. It's getting crazy out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all
Ooh.
Be careful out there, man. Yeah, New York's
Appreciate
about to get shut down,
well.
Man. Yeah, man. A lot of schools getting shut down. All the arenas being shut down. I also want to say a quick shout out to my girl DJ Kate Nikki, my PR. She had a little party last night for Let's Be Clear Radio. They had a 4th anniversary. Shout out to DJ Kate Nikki and Let's Be Clear Radio for 4 years of doing radio shows for the community. You know what I'm saying? I want to say a quick shout out. And also another quick shout out to Joe Santana, the show I was supposed to do on March 21st with Nonstop Entertainment in Philadelphia has been canceled. So anybody who was an unsigned artist that needs their refund money, contact Joe Santana. 646-732-7251. It's unfortunate due to that virus, they can't have more than 250 people. That's supposed to be industry talent show. Yeah, it's supposed to be with Beanie Siegel and Freeway as the industry judges. That's not going to happen to further notice. So again, that show March 13th, Nonstop Entertainment in Philadelphia has been canceled.
All right, all right. Well, look, we most definitely do appreciate you. I'm going to make sure I get that out for you as well once you're off the line here. But before you go, let the people know where they can find you at one more time, what you got going on, other than the show being canceled.
Right. Well, anyway, you know, SX Energy Drinks is a drink with no sugar, no caffeine. I had a lot of people tried it. My girl Keisha from her radio show tried it, you know what I'm saying? Eddie Powell and everybody. So it's no sugar, no caffeine. Anybody want to try it, please call me, Sean Felder. 646-673-1997. The website, www.applepeelifestyleblogspot.com. If you want to order cases, go to call this number 1-800-235-6500. Again, if you're going to order a case, 1-800-235-6500. Please use debit or your credit card, 12's in the case. I got some other stuff lined up anyway. I'm going to be on the front cover soon of i2 Digital Magazine. That's in the works. I'm going to have my Essex ad and magazine, Up Next Magazine from Philadelphia, that's in the works, and West B, New Jersey Magazine, that's in the works. I got some new models
okay.
for my Drake, so the work don't stop, you know what I mean? Even though my show got killed, the work
don't stop,
you know what I mean?
You said
it don't stop.
S or SX?
SX Energy Drake, SX Energy Drake, yeah.
Okay,
check me out on YouTube.
Awesome.
Sean Felder, Essex Promotion. Shout out my video with Miss V TV. It's over 50,000 views. It debuted on September 2nd, 2015. It's called Miss V TV Interview Sean Felder, Essex Energy Drink. Please support that video on YouTube.
Wonderful. You know we most definitely will. Make sure you send it into jetlifeproductions@gmail.com, and we can try to get that in rotation if possible, all right?
You got that, bro. Shout out to your guests, too, man. Keep doing what you do, man. Y'all be safe, man. Again, y'all stay up, man. Be careful with this virus going on out here, man.
You know it. Stay up.
All right, bro.
All
have a good night.
You as well. All right, before we go ahead, let on the next caller one more time. Like he stated, Joe Santana, March 21st, show has been canceled due to the virus. So make sure you guys contact Joe Santana for the refunds. Also, if you need to order a case of SX Energy Drinks, no caffeine, make sure you call them at 1-800-235-6500. All right, and shout out to DJ Nikki also as well on her 4-year anniversary on the radio show for the community. She does it for her. All right. Let's go ahead and let on the next caller.
832-857.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah,
how you doing today?
I'm good. This is Delivery Shinga Poster Magazine. I'm calling in, you know, I usually call in every week and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, call in to promote. Today is the last day of my deadline of my magazine submission, you know what I'm saying, for artists and models that I had. I know I was trying to feature your co-host. I've been trying to contact her, but I haven't been able to reach her, unfortunately. So I'm going to have to try to go around on, hit her on social media links. But, yeah, that's what I have going on. Poster Magazine. Today was the deadline submission date that I have going on for both the model and the artist issues.
Okay.
Other than that, that's the only thing I have going on right this present time. Just waiting on submissions to come on in so we can get these issues out.
All right, that sounds good. You said Poster Magazine, correct? I just want to make sure
post,
I got it
no,
right.
No, Post, like, no, it's Post, P-U-L-S-E. T-H-E Magazine, M-A-G-A-Z-I-N. You can find me on that. The Instagram was post_the_magazine. I got a few Instagrams. It's post_the_magazine, LLC. You can contact me there. My Facebook is Khalid Rashid. I have a few of them, but it's the most updated one, which, you know, since I have.
Okay.
Last year on there. Yeah, well, you know, they kind of lock you out, you know, Facebook, you know, something like a hater. So, you know what I'm saying? You know how that goes. So, you know, I'm like, I'm not about to send in no verification for nothing, all that. You be just going to make a new, you know what I'm saying?
So that's doing too
just,
much. That's doing way too much.
We just going to keep it going. And so that's basically that's what I have going on at this present time, though. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I'm trying to feature I'm supposed to feature your radio station and one of your co-hosts. So I'm just waiting on her to get back with me or see what's going on, and that's it, really. You know what I'm saying? That's what I have going on.
Not a problem. All right, well, look, we do appreciate you calling in on Fly Life Radio, rocking out with your boy DJ Avicii here. I'm going to make sure we get that promoted one more time for you when you get off the line here, all right?
Okay, I appreciate you, man.
Not a problem. All right, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you get those submissions in to Post the Magazine, last day of the submissions for artists and models, all right? All right, Black Tear, let's go ahead and let on one more caller, and then we're going to get into a real quick track and get this show wrapped up. All right.
415-375.
Yo, what's going
on,
caller?
What's up, Starlight Radio? This is OMF from San Francisco calling in, supporting the show. I'd like to welcome you to the Blackout family, radio family, you know what I'm saying? I missed you last week, but I'm calling to support your show. And
well, I do thank you so much.
Man, I love you having that brother on there, you know what I'm saying, on there, Dan Marino and battle rapping, and it just warms my heart, man, because that's what hip-hop was about anyway, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just glad that we just going back to the roots of where hip hop started, and there's a misnomer. So I just love y'all for just continuing to bring the real to what's up. And you know, you just can't get on the mic and just saying your own thing. You know what I'm saying? And like, I'm just glad that we just keeping the art form alive. So I just thank you, man. And this control of virus that's going around, man. I was praying for everybody and everybody be safe, man. Because, you know,
yes, sir. Is
what's going on. You know what I'm saying? It's not about, you know, all this stuff that's going on and the bad images that we're getting into hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to let that go. But I'm OMF from San Francisco. I had a team to put on a podcast, which I'll start next month. All right. April, the 1st of April. So I'm coming to the Blackout family, Blackout Radio family, starting next month. So I'd like to let y'all all know, you know. So, and basically my show's going to be about talking about, since we don't speak on it, you know, just what happened to hip-hop and what everybody's feeling on it. It's not a debate show or nothing. So let's get this not confused. We ain't going to get on here arguing and cussing each other out.
We ain't gonna do all that.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's not my thing. You know, I love hip hop, but you know, everybody has a voice. That's what it was about anyway. So I'm gonna be on the show starting April, probably the first week or the second week of April, I'll be starting my show. So I would like everybody to call in and, you know, and everything. But I'm San Francisco. You can find me on Facebook All Meth Posse. You can find me on Instagram on OMF Posse. You can find me on Twitter, OMF Posse. So you hit me up, and I'll be calling y'all and supporting the show like I've always been. Blackout really has been great to me, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to continue to support the show. Without y'all, it wouldn't have been me. So, you know, we ain't got too much time left, but I'd like to thank you for keeping hip-hop alive, and that's what's up, you know. So I'm OMF from San Francisco. And tune in, like I said, next month, starting next month. I'm coming to the Blackout Radio family next month. So my show is going to be about hip hop. So we're going to see where we're going, how far we're going to go with it. So I'm bringing something new to the table, since we don't talk about it like we should. You know, saying ain't nobody talking about it, just going with the Joneses. So. That's what basically what I got to say. So I'd like to thank you and just thank Blackout Radio and everything, and Moment from San Francisco, you know what I'm saying? So.
Real scrape shit, real 33 shit.